一般的情形，只要人努力，一定会有收获，一定会有结果。
Normally, as long as a person works hard, then he or she will receive the results.
只要人努力，通常就会成功，就会兴盛。
As long as people are hardworking, then they normally will be successful.
但是也常常有一些情况却不是这样子。
But sometimes there might be scenarios where it is not like so.
一些特别的情况，并不是只有人的努力就能够有所想要的结果。
For these special circumstances, it does not mean that you work hard, then you will have great results.
这也是我们一个基督徒，我们需要常常来提醒自己的。
This is something that as Christians, we often have to remind ourselves.
很多特别的情况，我们需要神的恩典，我们需要神的力量。
A lot of these special circumstances, we need God's blessings and God's grace.
不是说我们说他会成功会兴盛，他就成功就兴盛。
It is not that we say this will prosper and be successful, and then it will be prosper.
是的，有些时候只要我们有付出努力，我们就能够得到想要的结果。
Yes, sometimes if we put in our hard work,then we will be able to have great results.
但是我们也不能够否认，在一些特别的情况，不是只有努力就能够有结果的。
But we can also disregard the fact that sometimes, even though you work hard, you may not receive the results you want.
所以想要跟大家再一起来复习一下，什么是神的力量，我们如何来得着神的力量。
So that's why I want to review with everybody what is God's strength and what isAnd how to receive the strength.
人真的常常需要神的恩典，神的力量。
People often have to receive God's grace and strength.
所以在圣经里头也常常提起这两个字眼，神的力量，神的恩典。
So that's why in the Bible it often mentions these two words, God's grace and God's strength.
我们很容易的就会想到说，这个自然界充满着神的智慧，神的力量。
It is easy for us to think that in this world, if it is filled with God's strength.
是的，这是神的力量。
Yes, this is God's strength.
是的，这万物，这一切都是神的恩典。
Yes, all these creation, all, everything is God's strength.
但是我要比较专注于在信仰这个道信仰的道路上属灵的层面的神的力量。
But I want to focus on this religious.Walk of faith, and what does it mean to have strength from God?
什么是神的力量?
What is God's strength?
第一个就是神拯救的力量。
First, it is God's strength to save.
请看罗马书第十章。
Please turn to Romans.
罗马书十章十三节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 13.
十三节，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
这个经节在告诉我们神有拯救的力量。
This verse tells us that God has the power to save.
求告主的名就能就必得救。
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
这求告主名其中有一个有一个内容就是我们求告主的名来罪得赦免。
Calling on the name of the Lord has includes calling on His name so that we can be forgiven.
在我们施行洗礼的时候，我们奉主耶稣的名来施洗。
For example, when we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个亚拿尼亚在勉励保罗的时候说：“你现在要起来求告主的名受洗，洗去你的罪。”
Also, another time is when Ananias is encouraging Paul that you have to stand up and call on the name to be baptized.
让你的罪得赦免。
And that your sins will be forgiven.
所以这个神的力量就是带给我们赦罪的力量。
So this strength from God will give us the strength to forgive our sins.
这个赦罪的力量是我们不能够忽略的。
And this power to forgive our sins is not something we can disregard.
赦罪的力量也是没有任何人或者事情可以来取代的。
The power to save is not something that can be substituted.
人不但罪得着赦免，而且 要能够过着一个对的生活，好的生活。
Not only will a man's life be saved from sins, but they will also live a joyful life.
我们请看《约翰福音》十七章。
Please turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
17, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth.
我们不但罪得赦免，而且呢，我们还要成圣。
Not only is our sins forgiven, but we will be sanctified.
过着一个对的生活，合乎神旨意的生活。
And we can live a right life that is according to the Bible.
那这里说，主耶稣说，神的道，就是真理，真理能够让我们成圣。
And here the Lord Jesus Christ says that the word is the truth, and we will be sanctified by the truth.
人生活里头会有很多的软弱跟错误。
In people's life, oftentimes we will have weaknesses and mistakes.
有时候是我们不知道的。
Sometimes we may not know these things.
借着神的道理，让我们知道那是错误的。
But through the word of God, we can know that these things are wrong.
那更进一步的，就是要让错误的变成对的。
To take it to the next step is to turn this wrong into right.
那神的道理有这个改变的力量。
And the word of God has this power to change.
所以很多人从这一本圣经来得到造就，得到力量。
So many people are edified by the Bible and receive strength.
很多人的生活都因为这一本圣经而来得到改变。
For many people, it is because of this Bible that they are encouraged.
那我们需要神的力量。
That is why we need God's strength.
不但我们读圣经，明白圣经，还要求神的力量来帮助我们。
Not only do we read and understand the Bible, but we have to ask for God's strength in our life.
神的话语本身就有力量。
For God's word alone will have strength.
但是我们还是要求他的力量来保守我们。
But we still have to ask for His strength to protect us.
因为我们都知道不一定等于做到。
Because we know that knowing does not equate to doing.
知道跟做到这个当中常常会有一段的距离。
There's oftentimes a gap between knowing and doing.
这也常常是我们生活当中的挣扎。
This is oftentimes the struggle in our life.
不是我不知道，是我做不到。
It is not that we don't know, it is because we can't do it.
所以信仰要成功，我们真的需要神的力量来帮助我们，来保守我们。
In order for our faith to be successful, we need God's strength to protect us.
信仰的道路也不是只有拜神的这一件事情，还有很实在的我们每一天的生活。
And in this walk of faith, it is not simply worshiping God, but also the deeds that we do in our life.
信仰的道路跟每一天的生活，它其实是分不开的。
In this walk of faith, it is oftentimes indistinguishable with our life.
既然它分不开，所以它互相会有影响。
It is because that these two things cannot be separated that they are mutually affecting each other.
我们的信仰会影响我们的生活。
Our faith will affect our life.
我们生活的境况，生活的遭遇也会影响到我们的信仰。
And the circumstances in our life will also affect our faith.
所以我们需要神的力量，神的保守。
That is why we need God's protection and God's strength.
让我们能够面对生活当中的困难。
So that we can face the difficulties in our life.
让我们能够面对生活当中的一些忧伤的事情。
So that we can face the sorrows in our life.
让我们能够面对生活当中一些让我们觉得痛苦的事情。
So that we can face those worries and hurtful things in our life.
甚至我们必须面对着神对我们的信念。
And furthermore, it's so that we can face the trials that God gives us.
我们也必须面对着周遭的环境所带给我们的试探。
And we can face the temptations that comes from our environment.
这些都是很实在的，每一天我们所面对的。
All these things are very practical things that we face in our daily life.
所以在信仰的道路上面要能够昌盛，我们必须要 有神的保守。
In order for a walk of faith to prosper, then we need God's strength.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse
第七节。
7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
神的力量，也就是神的平安。
God's strength is also God's peace.
很多时候我们会说，我需要冷静一下。
A lot of times we'll say we need time to calm down.
我需要能够安静下来，心中有平安。
We need time to quiet down and have peace in our heart.
这样子我才能够有智慧，有力量。
So that we can have strength and wisdom.
大家都知道这一个重点。
Everybody knows this importance.
但是常常是我静不下来。
But oftentimes we cannot quiet down.
我没有办法，我心中还是很忧伤，还是很忙乱。
We can't. Our heart is still troubled and worried.
所以。我们需要神的力量。
So we need God's strength.
我们需要神的平安。
We need God's peace.
当神的平安在我们的生活里头。
When the peace of God is in our life.
我们才能够真的静下心来。
Then we can truly quiet our heart down.
我们才能够真的把事情看清楚。
We can truly look at things the right way.
我们才真的有智慧来面对着我们所遭遇的事情。
And we can truly have wisdom.To deal with the difficult things in our life.
所以神的平安也是我们所需要去追求的。
So God's peace is also another thing that we need to pursue.
我们曾经有一个长老他的太太在一次蛮长久的这个病痛的过程里头。
There was once an elder's wife who was battling sickness for a long time.
好几次的被送进这个加护病房里头。
Many times she was sent to the emergency room.
这是在生活当中的一个困难的遭遇。
This is a difficulty in her life.
虽然有很多医生的朋友但是也不能够带给什么帮忙。
Although she has friends who are doctors, but they cannot provide much help.
大家都是很关心，很尽力。
Everybody is very caring and they try hard.
这时候需要神的力量，需要神的平安。
It is at this time that she needs God's peace and God's strength.
所以就这样子靠着神的平安来度过了那漫长的一段时间。
So it is through God's peace that she was able to go through this long period of time.
在平常的日子里头，一两年有时候觉得很快。
In our life, sometimes a year or two will go by very quickly.
在特别的时刻里头，一两年有时候是很漫长的。
But in special cases, one or two years will go by very slowly.
有神的平安，有神的保守，就能够来度过这个难关。
But with God's peace and God's protection, then we can go through these difficult times.
我们也都知道有将来，有永生。
We all know that there is a future and an eternal life.
那这个神的力量就是能够保守我们，让我们对永生有把握。
And God's strength is something that can help us be confident in this eternal life.
请看彼得前书第四章。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章十九节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19.
十九节，所以那照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为善，将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
Verse 19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good, as to a faithful Creator.
在彼得的时代，很多的基督徒他们是受苦的，受逼迫的。
In Peter's time, many Christians suffered and faced persecution.
所以彼得勉励他们。为了信仰来受苦，这就是照着神的旨意来受苦。
So that's why Peter encouraged them that those who suffer according to the will of God is doing good.
那在受苦的当中，还是要继续努力的来行一心为善。
But while you are suffering, you still have to remember to do good.
那为什么能够在受苦的当中还继续坚持的做对的事情？
Why is it that they were able to continue to do good things while suffering?
因为神的力量能够保守我们的永生。
It is because God's strength is able to protect our life.
所以彼得说将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
That is why Peter says to commit their souls to God.
神的力量能够保守我们永恒的生命。
God's power and strength is able to keep our eternal life.
所以以上所提到的这些就是神的力量。
So all those things that we mentioned before are the strength of God.
神有拯救的力量，赦罪的力量。
God has the strength to save and to forgive sins.
神有让我们过着圣洁生活的力量。
God has the strength to allow us to be sanctified.
神的平安要赐给我们力量，面对生活的力量。
God's peace will give us strength to face difficulties in our life.
神的力量能够保守我们永恒的生命。
And God's strength is able to keep our eternal life.
接下来我们如何来得着神的力量？
So how is it that we are able to receive the strength?
如何得着神的力量来保守我们的信仰，我们的生活？
How do we receive strength to keep our faith and to keep our life?
请看彼得前书第五章。
Please look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
第十节，那是诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀，等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
神拣选我们，就是要让我们能够在生活上，在信仰上都能够成功，能够兴盛。
God called us is because so that we can be prosperous and successful in our faith and our life.
所以他一定会将他的力量来赏赐给我们。
So he will definitely give his strength to us.
他一定会用他的力量来帮助我们，来保守我们。
He will definitely use his strength to keep us and protect us.
但是在人的生活里头，可能在眼前我们会有暂时的苦难。
But oftentimes in our life, we may have difficulties.
所以这里说，等你们战受苦难之后，神一定会来成全我们。
That's why here it says, after you have suffered a while, then God will grant these things to us.
所以如何得着神的力量的保守？
So how do we receive strength and protection from God?
第一个，我们必须要有这样的认识。
First, we need to have this understanding.
就我们的外在上来看，我们可能会暂时的受苦。
On the outside in our life, we may suffer a little.
但是我们一样能够靠着我们刚才所提到神的力量，我们能够在受苦当中能够忍耐。
But while we are suffering, we need to remind ourselves that we have to rely on the strength of God so that we can go through the suffering.
那因为忍耐就更带来了神的力量的保守。
It is because through the suffering that we will receive in greater strength.
所以当我们受苦的时候，就像彼得所说的，我们不要觉得奇怪，觉得诧异。
So when we suffer, let us not think it is very strange.
我们求神帮助我们，让我们能够忍耐。
But rather, we ask God to help us to endure.
那我们就要真的来领受神力量的保守。
And as a result, we will receive this strength from God.
所以这个是第一个我们必须要有的观念。
So this is the first mentality that we must have.
得着神力量的保守不等于外在上我们不会遇到困难或者遇到受苦。
To receive God's strength and protection does not mean that we will not suffer.
在这一个认知之后第一个我们要努力的交托神，依靠神。
But after you understand this, then you have to work hard to give everything to God.
请看诗篇三十七篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Psalms chapter 37 verse 5.
第五节，将你的事交托神，并依靠他，他就必成全。
5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring us to pass.
因为我们需要神的力量来保守我们。
Because we need God's strength to protect us.
所以我们所表现出来的就是我们依靠他，我们将事情来交托给他。
So when we present ourselves, we have to commit to God and rely on God.
就是我们总是想到神的教导是什么。
This means that we are always thinking about the teaching of God.
我要顺服神的教导来行。
And we are following and obeying these teachings of God.
通常困难的事情我们是会来依靠神。
Oftentimes when we have difficulties, we will rely on God.
但是在信仰的道路上面，有时候一些不是很困难的事情，我们仍然需要来依靠神。
But oftentimes in our faith, even if we do not face difficult things, we still have to rely on God.
有时候我们觉得不太困难，那是我们自己认为的。
Sometimes we may think that this is not difficult, but this is only our understanding.
彼得在谁的面前 三次不认主？
Who did Peter deny Jesus in front of?
不是在大祭司的面前。
It is not in front of the high priest.
不是在比拉多的面前。
It is not before Pilate.
是在那个大祭司的那些仆人使你的面前，他否认耶稣。
But rather Peter denied Jesus in front of the lowly servants of the high priest.
如果他是在大祭司的面前，他应该会很勇敢。
If he is in front of the high priest, then he should be pretty courageous.
他一定说，我是主耶稣的，跟随主耶稣的，我是主耶稣的门徒。
He will probably say that I am the follower of Jesus.
因为大祭司对他来讲，那是一个大的人物，是一个大的困难。
Because the high priest, to him means that it is a great difficulty and a great figure.
所以在信仰的道路上面，很困难的事情，我们很容易的就去依靠神。
Likewise, in our life, when we face the most difficult things in our faith, then we will often be more courageous.
反而是那些我们认为是小事情的，我们就忽略了依靠神。
On the other hand, when we face smaller difficulties, then we will neglect God.
有时候我们的失败也就在这些我们认为的小事情上面。
Sometimes our failure is because of these small things.
所以交托神，依靠神，大大小小的事情都要这么做。
So to commit and to rely on God, we must do it in great or small things.
我们如何得到神的力量的保守？
How do we receive strength from God?
请看彼得前书第六章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
Sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 2.
第六节
Verse 6,
敬虔再加上知足的心便是大利的。
Now godliness with contentment is great gain.
要得着神的力量的保守，我们必须要学习着过敬虔的生活，还要加上知足。
To have strength and protection from God, we have to learn to live a godly and content life.
我已经提过了，信仰的生活跟我们每一天的生活，它是分不开的。
I have already mentioned that this our life is inseparable to our faith.
那所以在每一天的生活里头，我们都要努力的来过着一个敬虔的生活。
So in our normal daily life, we have to work hard to live a godly life.
那不但这样子，就物质的层面，我们要像保罗那样子。学习知足。
So that is why in our life we have to learn to be content.
这个保罗说，这个知足不是他生来就有的，是他学会的。
Paul said that this contentment is not something he was born with, but rather he learned.
敬虔再加上知足就是大利。
Now godliness with contentment is great gain.
就是能够得神力量的保守。
This is the guarantee that we will have strength from God.
那所以神为了让我们得到他力量的保守，有时候他们把我们放在不同的环境里头。
So in order for, for us to receive strength, God will sometimes put us in different environments.
好，这个保罗他如何学到了这个知足？
How did Paul learn to be content?
好，保罗说他遇过很多的事情，很处在很多的环境里头。
Paul said he faced many things in different environments.
好，那在这个过程里头，他学会了知足。
But throughout this process, he learned to be content.
他又努力的来过着敬虔的生活。
He also strived to live a godly life.
哦，所以他就得着力量，得着神的保守。
So he received God's protection and God's strength.
好，我们再请看约翰一书第五章。
Please also turn to 1 John, chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章十四节。
First John chapter five verse 14。
十四节，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向神所存坦然无惧的心。
14. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
如何得到神的力量的保守？
How do we receive God's protection and strength?
哦，就是我们对我们的祷告、我们的祈求是充满着自信。
That is so that we can have confidence in our prayers.
哦，这里说我们存着坦然无惧的心向神求。
Here it says we must have confidence when we ask.
哦，那这都有连带的关系。
This is all related.
我们努力的过着敬虔的生活。
We strive to live a godly life.
哦，所以很自然的，我们所想的这。就照着神所想的。
Then naturally, what we think will be what God thinks.
我们所想要做的，就是照着神的教训。
What we want to do will be according to God's teachings.
好，那么就像这一节所说的，我们是照着他的旨意在祷告，在祈求。
It is just like what this verse says. We are asking according to His will.
好，那我们就很有自信的，神会垂听，神会帮助，神会成全。
And when we ask, we will have great confidence that God will hear us and grant us.
那么很自然的就有神的力量，神的保守。
In the end, it is very natural that we have God's strength.
哦，如何得到神的力量的保守
？How do we receive God's strength and protection?
哦，我们也一定会想到，我们要常常被神的爱来激励我们。
We of course think about how are we motivated by God's love.
当我们提到神的爱啊，我们总是会想到主耶稣十字架的牺牲。
When we talk about God's love, we will most definitely think aboutLord Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
哦，是的，这是一个很激烈的爱。
Yes, this is an act of great love.
哦，被神的爱激励，我们常常是会想到这些，很特别的、很轰轰烈烈的事情。
When we are motivated by God's love, we will often think of these great events.
但是我们不要忽略了神许许多多的爱。
But let us not forget.The many great love that God has for us.
好，其实这些每一天的生活里头的神的爱啊，这也是不能够忽略的力量跟保守。
In actuality, the love that God shows us in our daily life is God's strength and protection.
在追求的信，追求信，在信仰的道路上面，我们必须承认，我们常常会有盲点。
When we are in this walk of faith, we cannot neglect the fact that we will have
blind spot. 会有盲点。
We will have blind spots.
因为我们人很容易用我们自己的人性来看事情、想事情。
A lot of times we will use our human instincts to think and do things.
我们是的，我们都喜欢那些看起来伟大的事情。
Yes, we all like to think about and do things that are great.
那其实是的，有很多事情是很伟大的，但是它又是很特殊的。
And yes, a lot of things are great and they are special.
有很多的事情它不是每天都有的。
A lot of things that don't happen every day.
好，我们不能够只是去依靠那些不是每天都有的事情。
But we cannot only rely on these.Great things that don't happen every day.
我们请看以赛亚书第八章。
Please turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 8.
以赛亚书第八章第六节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 6.
这百姓既厌弃希罗亚缓流的水，喜悦利逊和利玛利的儿子。
Inasmuch as these people refuse the waters of Shiloah, and that flows softly, and rejoice in Rezin and in Ramaliah's son.
这里在讲到以色列百当时的以色列百姓他们的心态。
Here talks about the heart of the Israelites.
他们咽气那个水不多缓缓的流的水。
They refuse the water that flows softly.
他们喜悦利信和利玛利的儿子。
But rather they rejoice in Rezin and in Remaliah's son.
不像那个细细缓和的流水。
They rejoice in the water that did not flow softly.
是带给人很大的冲击的。
It is in this kind of water gave great struggle for people.
是看起来是很伟大的。
This water looked like they were very, very great.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因此主必使大河欢腾的水猛然冲来，就是亚述王和他所有的威势，必漫过一切的水道，涨过两岸。
Now therefore, behold, the Lord brings up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty. The king of Assyria and all his glory, he will go up over all his channels and go over all his banks.
我们常常不能够满足于神给我们每一天看起来是很平凡，但是却是充满着他的智慧跟他的爱的生活。
Oftentimes, we do not feel satisfied by the many small love that God shows us in our daily life.
这以色列人他们享受着神给他们的照顾，神给他们的恩典。
For the Israelites, they enjoy in God's protection and comfort.
但是他们却觉得说生活变得好像很平常，甚至觉得是不够刺激，很无聊。
But they started to realize that life was becoming very bland and not exciting enough.
其实在很平凡的生活里头，很平凡的爱里头，那正是有神的力量，神的保守。
But actually, it is in this peaceful, normal, uneventful life that we truly have God's strength.
在旷野路上的这些以色列人的失败，也是同样的心态。
When the Israelites failed in the wilderness, they also had the same mentality.
他们每一天领受玛纳。
They had manna every day.
这个每天吃一样的东西，但是却能够让他们存活有力量。
They ate the same thing every day that allowed them to survive.
那他们后来也厌烦了这个玛纳。
But later on, they started to hate the manna.
其实玛纳就是神迹。
But in actuality, manna is the miracle.
很平凡的玛纳其实就是神的爱。
For such a normal thing like manna, it is a symbol of God's love.
他们却不去纪念神的这种爱。
But the Israelites did not remember this act of love of God.
他们所表现的是厌弃、厌烦。
But rather what they displayed was anger and hatred.
所以他们失去了神的力量。
That's why they lost God's strength.
所以他们就扑倒在旷野路上。
And in the end, they fell in the wilderness.
他们就失去了神的保守。
And they lost God's protection.
是的，我们要被神的爱来激励。
Yes, we have to be motivated by God's love.
但是不要忽略了这个希罗亚缓流的水。
But let us not neglect the river of Shiloah.
每一天的这个看来平凡的生活，这就是神的爱，这就是力量，这就是保守。
For us to live our daily life smoothly and normally, this is God's love and God's strength.
我们要靠着神而来努力，然后得着成功昌盛。
We have to rely on God and strive so that we can have success.
神绝对不会没有否认我们应该有的努力。
God did not forget to grant strength upon us.
那我们也绝对不要忽略了神的力量跟保守。
And at the same time, let us not neglect God's protection and strength.
我们最后再看一下诗篇127篇。
Lastly, let us turn to Psalms 127.
诗篇127篇第二节。
Psalms chapter 127, verse 2.
第二节，你们清早 清早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有主所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sheep sleep.
在信仰的道路上面，在每一天的生活里头，我们都非常的努力。
In our walk of faith, in our daily life, we are all working hard.
但是我们不要得着的是那种吃忧伤的饭，是忧伤的结果。
But let us not receive the bread of sorrows.
所以我们除了自己的努力之外，我们需要得着神的力量跟保守。
So in addition to our own hard work, we also have to ask for God's strength.
让我们能够继续的来大小的事情依靠他，交托他。
So that we can continue to rely on God on great and small things.
让我们继续借着神为我们所安排的各种环境，我们来学会知足。
And let us continue to be content in the different environment that God puts us in.
靠着圣灵的带领跟帮助，我们来努力的过着敬虔的生活。
And through the help of and guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can continue to live a godly life.
求神继续带领我们，让我们能够对我们的祷告更有自信。
We also ask God to continue to guide us so that we can have more confidence in our prayers.
我们感谢神给我们那种很伟大、很特别的爱，我们也不要忽略了那很平凡日子里头很多的神的爱。
We thank God for the great love that He has shown us, but let us not forget the normal love from God.
那我们一定得神的喜悦，得神的保守，拥有一个平安喜乐的生活。
With all these things, then we will definitely have strength and protection from God and live a joyful life.
唱诗162首。
Please sing hymn 162.
Last verse.
When to the throne of grace I flee, I find the promise true. The
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let us now offer our concluding prayer.
我们求天父真神继续在我们每天的生活里头赐给我们力量，用他的力量来保守我们。
We pray to our Heavenly Father to continue to give us strength in our daily life and protect us.
也我们互相勉励照着我们的追求我们继续的在信仰上，在生活上，我们来努力。
And let us encourage one another so that in our daily life we can work hard to be prosperous.
求神他来祝福保守我们的努力。
We ask God to remember and bless our hard work.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.